I'm an out-of-the-box thinker, A, and B, I'm not afraid to fail because I fail all the time. it's like things, I try stuff and it just doesn't work. And then I try and I'm like, oh my God, this actually worked. So it's being a natural implementer, being able to see the forest and the trees, and then just getting excited about the process of like, well, how do I take this idea? And I could see all the puzzle pieces of how to actually implement it. But those puzzle pieces, for example, with this project required, I'd have to just backtrack for a second. So what it was, an Information Science Library Association for special libraries, and special libraries are ones that they catered to the scientists, so like national laboratories and academic universities. And if you want information for the scientists, you have to pay the publishers for that. The large publishers like Springer, Elsevier, and oh gosh, there are like so many more out there these days. Then you have to pay for those. And so what this organization did is it aggregated all of these institutions in order to purchase this information more cheaply and in a more cost-effective way, because everybody has their budgets. And there was, you know, the Air Force Research Laboratory had an enormous budget of what they needed to get. But the thing is, they paid a whole outside institution to organize every single one of these deals for them. And I thought, well, I could actually do that. Instead of them paying this outside agency 8%, they could just pay us 3%. Why not? On a multi-million dollar contract, that adds up to be a lot of money. But I ended up doing that. I had to figure out how to create a government contract for that. It was just talking to people, finding out, talking to their government contracting office, figuring out how do you actually fill out the forms, you know, them holding my hand, negotiating with them, you know, why go with this vendor instead of that vendor? So I was doing the whole nine yards. And that was the piece that was the challenging puzzle to solve, plus the negotiations. But I saw it as something fun because before that, I had actually also done, let's call them risky things with fundraising where people could say no, but what the heck? So I did, that's how come I was able to implement that, basically a follow through and then piggyback a bunch of other aggregate projects on top of that, that ended up being a lot of revenue for the organization and ended up generating quite a lot of, let's say, commissions, which is very unusual to have with a nonprofit. But those commissions off those larger deals is what ended up fueling this entire endowment we had, which we then created grants to give people to further the mission and vision of the organization. So yeah, that's how that whole thing came about.